following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, November 12th through Thursday, November 18th, 2021. November 12th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, there is a difference between civil law and the laws of my Ten Commandments. Civil law says it is acceptable to kill the unborn. My commandment dictates, thou shalt not kill. Civil law protects every sort of slander as freedom of speech, while my commandments dictate you must be charitable towards your neighbor in thought, word, and deed. It is important to take note of this in your conscience. Do not presume because something is legal under civil law that it pleases me and conforms to my commandments. In order to be saved, your conscience must be free of any violation of my commandments. Do not look for acceptance and approval amongst men, but from me, your God and Creator. It is I you must answer to. Seek my approval, not your fellow man. Do not act in a way that serves the false god of popularity, but in ways which lead to your sanctification. I am always aware of your decisions in the world. I am the last and final judge you need to impress." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 3, 5 through 10. "Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Thus Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. So you see that it is men of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, 'In you shall all the nations be blessed.' So then, those who are men of faith are blessed with Abraham who had faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, 'Cursed be every one who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them.'" Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 13th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Everything you think, say, or do enters into your final judgment, your place in heaven, and even the type of purgatory you experience. So you see why it is so important to internalize my call to live in holy love. The grace of the present moment will never be offered to you again in the same way, under the same circumstances. Make the most of each present moment through your response to holy love. Holy love is the passkey to the Holy Mother's heart. Her heart bears much influence over your final judgment. She speaks for you or does not support your cause according to your response to holy love. Do not waste time in devotion to the world, its pleasures or allurements. Train your hearts in holy love, and you will have nothing to fear at your moment of death." A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7, and verse 13. "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 14th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, when you come to the property, most hold in their hearts special intentions. Focus on my love for you expressed in my Son's passion and death. I will anoint you with what you need the most, love of my divine will for you. If you meditate on my Son's passion, also include the Holy Mother's passion, which is described in her seven sorrows. My Son's passion was made more complete by merit of her sorrows. Your needs are known to me. Often they are not what you perceive them to be, but far greater needs, such as the acceptance of my divine will. Since my will is always perfect in its coming and in its passing through your heart, pray for the resolution to unite to my will. In this way, you will find new goals and be resolved to let go of your own will in favor of my divine will. This is the way to be at peace. Mankind cannot conceive of any greater peace than that which I have just described to you. At this sight is all you need to journey along this path of peace. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 15th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, when you pray to Mary, protectress of the faith, the Holy Mother intercedes for you, holding your faith in her most immaculate heart. Hers is a heart that desires all good for you. When you visit this prayer site, you can feel her grace all around you. Miracles abound for your edification as a means of securing your belief in this property and all the messages. I impart to you these messages by my hand and through the Holy Mother and many saints. The messages are the greatest gift I can offer you in this world, as they lead you along the sure path to your salvation. As you digest these messages, make them a part of your spirituality, not just words on a paper. You will be held accountable for every grace I have offered you at your judgment. Did you respond positively, taking firm action as the messages lead you to do? Or did you treat these words from heaven as casual reading and just a ho-hum part of your day? Every grace I give a soul on earth is meant to lead him out of the quagmire of confusion so many are caught in on earth. Pray each morning for the grace to recognize my hand of grace in your life. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 16th, 2021, the feast day of Giuseppe Moscati. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, purify your hearts with the truth. The world offers you every sort of distraction which leads you away from the issues at hand. The greatest issue, of course, is that hearts do not seek a clear path to their own salvation. This spiritual goal does not seem important in a world devoted to materialism, status, and earthly pleasures. When you stand before my Son in judgment, your salvation will depend upon how much you loved me and the others I put in your lives. Therefore, take off the standards of the world around you. Become as newborn babes in my sight. Allow all your moment-to-moment choices be in accord with my will for you. Remember, my will is your constant, faithful obedience to my commandments. When you rest, choose activities pleasing to me. When you work, let your efforts ultimately benefit the common good. Be a sign to others of your faithfulness to me and my commandments. That which seems unimportant to you now will bear much weight at your judgment. Be assured my gaze is always upon you. When you are sick, when you are well, when you work, or when you play, I am with you as you pray, most especially making your prayers most efficacious. Trust my inspirations that I place in your hearts. Act on them, not with pride, but with love." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. "By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 17th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "I have built up this ministry with the same care I helped Noah construct his ark. In the ark, all species of life followed in two by two. In the Ark of Holy Love Ministries, all people and all nations are being swept together through the messages into the paternal embrace I offer. All that is taking place in the world today, man's general apathy towards the truth of my commandments and his indifference towards his own salvation, have to take place before Jesus' second coming. As you experience these sins of indifference, remember my telling you this. Do not be discouraged, but understand events are flowing along according to my pace. Help me by spreading these messages far and wide with confidence and enthusiasm. I have chosen each one of you to be in the place you are now, which is advantageous to the evangelization I call you to. Pray that you are strong in fulfilling my call to you. You are messengers of the truth. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 18th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, make your prayers into fine weaponry, which I can use to penetrate the heart of evil. The more you pray from the heart, the stronger your prayers are in opposition to Satan. Even now, as I speak to you, evil plans beyond all telling have been set into motion. As God, your eternal Father, I will permit some of this evil to come to fruition in reparation for the flagrancy of sin everywhere. The good will have to suffer with the bad. I will sort those who reach salvation from the midst of the aftermath. Your prayers will make the difference in the long run. Some will be saved in the last moments of their life by merit of the holy love they hold in their hearts. Therefore, you see the significance of my plea to evangelize these holy love messages. Every present moment makes a difference towards someone's salvation." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.